Elmshaven in September.
On September 17, W.C.Y. gave an illuminating word picture of what was happening at Elmshaven as he wrote to Elder Edward Ferga, who was working in Spain.
Ferga had married May White's sister Marguerite, so by marriage there was a family connection. "If you were here this morning," White wrote, "you would see Mother and Sarah just starting out for a drive. Such trips took them past the orchards and vineyards and homes of farmers. On occasion, they would turn in and Ellen White would have a little visit with the housewife and children. If there was a known need, the visit might be accompanied with gifts of food or useful garments. The residents with whom she visited often were of Italian or French origin and were friendly. Years after her death, Ellen White was remembered by many in the valley as the little white-haired lady who always spoke so lovingly of Jesus." In his letter to Ferga, White continued, "Mother is gradually growing feeble, but keeps cheerful, and does not worry as I feared she would over the fact that she cannot write as much as in former days. Miss Janie Workman, Wilfred Workman's sister, is now Mother's housekeeper. Miss Hawkins is a member of the family. Mother has invited Chrysler, whose wife had recently died, to board at her house. This will provide a man for the family. Chrysler now works in a large room in the tank house, and will sleep in one room in the tank house, just over his office. The tank house is well built, and is four stories." W.C. White also mentioned the office and its work. "In the office, Brother Mason, Doris Robinson, Miss Stewart, and Miss Hawkins are pursuing their regular lines of work. In the little cottage between Mother's house and the barn, Mrs. Bree is working on the manuscript for the new edition of Christian Education, Counsels to Parents and Teachers, while her husband with the big farm team is hauling an A freight car of alfalfa hay which Brother James bought last week from near Woodland. West of Mother's house in the edge of the oat field, we now have a large shed near the furnace where the prunes are dipped. Near the dipping shed, more than a half acre of ground is covered with trays on which pears and prunes are drying. This morning, Brother James and Ellis, Henry and Herbert and two others, are making trays and hauling in prunes from the orchard. Gracie and Arthur, with six members of the James family, are in the orchard picking up prunes. There is a full crop of prunes this year, probably 40 tons of green prunes, which will make about 16 tons after they are dried.